I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Life is so full of contradictions and inconsistencies, often in those moments when we yearn for clarity. As the author Scott Turow noted about our efforts to grapple with uncertainty in the stories of our lives, the purpose of narrative is to present us with complexity and ambiguity. Issues that appear at first glance to be in sharp black and white relief quickly drift into shades of gray. In this encore essay, Beth Taylor reflects on distressingly ambiguous matters of war and peace.
Raised a Quaker, I learned that there is that of God in every person, and that conflict can be negotiated through words instead of war. But at the same time, as a member of the Vietnam generation, I lost young men to every choice available. The Marines, Canada, prison, Quaker service, and suicide. They taught me that every person, when faced with an excruciating choice between unpalatable options, will make a decision based on the expectations of family, faith, and class. Each one of them, the Marine as well as the pacifist, had that of God within him and was being a good soldier as he understood the role. Through my Marine in particular, I learned that to truly understand an issue, I must genuinely imagine how others come to totally different conclusions. In graduate school, I learned that ancient biblical narratives were central to the vision of most writers who spoke truth to me. Sherwood Anderson and Flannery O'Connor taught me, we are all Christ and we are all crucified, but we can easily become the crucifiers, usually in the name of a religion or philosophy. On 9/11, like everyone, I was silenced. I understood again, violence of any kind is utterly wrong. This is why we become pacifists. But I also felt furious. This is why we must catch bin Laden, silence Al-Qaeda, both and. Since that day, it seems Flannery O'Connor's warning that we can each become the crucifier has been proven again and again on all fronts. I feel humbled. I see religion, even pacifism, can be blindsided. I see that some truths I once held as self-evident, like there is always a way to talk with each other, have exceptions. These days, I try hard not to judge the soldiers of this world, no matter which side they are on. As in the Vietnam era, I judge the administrators who took faulty information and decided to call it legitimate, be it information about a ship in the Gulf of Tonkin or about weapons of mass destruction in a desert, and I judge them for sending soldiers to die or to come home mangled forever, all for a mythology based on foggy intelligence. Decades ago, my friend, a nurse, held the hands of hundreds of boys as they died on a hospital ship off the coast of Vietnam. She says the only way to wage war is to make everyone part of it, so the poor don't do our dirty work, and the privileged must face life-defining choices. I learn again, to truly understand an issue, I must genuinely imagine how others come to totally different conclusions. This, I believe, is how to see that of God in every person.
Beth Taylor teaches in the nonfiction writing program in Brown University's English department. She lives in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.